There's a lot of trial and error in this meditation. I wish it was just one way and, you know, cut and dry. Well, no, not exactly, you know. There's years of research for us to find what works and when it works. Maybe another thing to consider is will, the will, you know, because sometimes we think like I have to be mindful or I must, or, and that might be a little too much energy. And we're going to get exhausted. We're in this for the long run, huh? For the whole of the retreat, maybe the whole of our life. So we want to pace it. And also, will is not the only thing here at play. There's many things at play. Prior training, what happened in the last year, in the last few weeks, etc. So will is one component, you know, the intention is one component, but it's not the only one. So we can't, you know, count only on this. You know, we have to consent that there's other things at play, you know, hormonal life and all other, bunch of other things that will make it possible for us to be present, or maybe not, for little whiles here and there. So deciding what will work for me this afternoon, now, what could work, what's the best choice, nothing being perfect. Often for me, it's to have an erect posture, the vertebrae stacked on top of each other, holding themselves. And inviting some kind of relaxation of any sort that is possible for me in this moment. And it could be maybe invited or felt more with a larger in-breath and a larger out-breath, more generous or deeper. The odd breath is such a beautiful place to let go some of the tensions that can be let go of. Let go of some of the limiting attitudes of the mind. Allowing the eyebrows to come down. Allowing the face to be alive, tingling maybe in the cheeks. If we notice the jaw being tensed, maybe seeing if it's possible to relax it. Slightly unlocking the teeth. Loosening the tongue if it's like tight up in the palate. Allowing it to drop a little bit. Lowering the shoulders that might have raised up. Allowing the earth to carry the fullness of us. The body resting. there's already sensations and all kinds of phenomena happening. Gravity and breath and life in the environment. We don't have to produce anything. Even consciousness is there. It's just a waking up to what's happening. Maybe a curiosity, a very gentle curiosity, coming closer to what's already happening, noticing, sensing. Discovering. And seeing if it's possible to stay around, to remain present. As the body rests on earth, as the body breathes, and maybe as moods come by, joy, quietness, or boredom, maybe doubt will arise, am I doing this right? We can notice this slight fear or desire for something to happen. Or a simple presence. as if we had never experienced a mood before, this mood, or the absence of a mood. As if we had never been attentive before, receptive, or in the listening mode, as if this was for the first time, discovering what it feels like to be attentive, attuned, aware. as if we had never had a thought before, as if the next one would be the first time that such a thing would happen, a thought. As this was a new event, never experienced before, what is a thought? As if we had never experienced the gap between thoughts, discovering this for the first time. Noticing how the body appears for a while, maybe the breath or sounds, and how it vanishes from experience. How there's no awareness of body for a while. Something else is highlighted. Something else captures the attention. The body has disappeared and reappears suddenly. not trying to resolve anything. Huh? That's not the spirit here. The spirit is just enough awareness to sensitize ourselves. Is that the way to say it in English? Just enough awareness to be able to note phenomena, to note experiences, to note what's happening. We don't do anything with it. We don't try to push on insight or understanding or being further along or whatever. We just create the conditions to be touched consciously by steps, by standing, by breathing, by thoughts maybe flashing by or by moods appearing and morphing into something else, you know? And so we just have just enough awareness to maintain presence. And like this, something's gonna start to appear more clearly that couldn't appear clearly when we were busy, agitated, had the superficial attention. So we're just creating the conditions for wisdom to arise. We can't push on it. But the conditions for wisdom to arise is a quality connection with reality. Quality because there's a fullness, mindful, and quality in time also, duration. So that's what we're trying to create. And that's why we sit a little bit, not too long, you know. Maybe you would like a little longer, a little shorter, but, you know, we're doing a group thing. So we have to, you know, decided something, you know. So we do half an hour like this, of just keeping, being attentive, not solving anything, not resolving anything, just tuning in. And then we go do a few steps, simple life, just a few steps back and forth. And then we'll come and sit again. Well, I'll present some ideas when we come back. But we just keep doing this. And at some point, suddenly something unseen becomes obvious. It was there the whole time, but we couldn't notice it because we were so habituated to see certain things and not others. And so we're just relaxing a little bit into reality, you know, allowing it to be felt, consenting to feel what is there. Sometimes it's an achy heart. Sometimes it's a frustrated mind. Sometimes it's a quiet, attentive stepping. It will fluctuate for sure. So let's see what's in store for the next 25 minutes or so. Okay, thank you.